I haven't seen the overnight TV ratings, but basketball and TV both have to love what happened last night in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Sal Masekela covers extreme sports for ESPN and basketball for Day to Day. He's with me on the line. Sal, give us the headline. Who won?
Alex, are you playing games with me? You know Detroit absolutely choked, and the Lakers walked away with a big one.
A big one. The score was 99-91 in overtime, but maybe the game really came down to the last 3 seconds of regulation. The ball in the hands of Kobe Bryant. Sal?
Well, I thought it was very interesting that the Pistons, when they inbound the ball to Kobe Bryant with 10 seconds to go, I said, why don't they foul him? Foul Kobe, send him to the line for 2 shots. And then they can have a shot, having the Lakers have to foul him. But, you know, Kobe Bryant, fourth quarter, he lives for it. He lives for the challenge. For some reason, Richard Hamilton was guarding him and not the long arms of Tayshaun Prince. And he shot a three-pointer that will be remembered for a very long time as the three-pointer that possibly saved their season.
But I think the Pistons let him make that shot because he'd tried that same shot 3 times earlier in the previous 5 minutes, and he'd missed them all.
True enough, but Kobe Bryant, 10 seconds left with basically the season on the line. You know, those are the moments that he lives for. He's one of those people who it has to be the challenge at the highest level, and he's going to come through. And the way he pounded on his chest as he went back to the huddle after that amazing shot, I knew that it was over.
And they go into overtime. The game is tied, and Kobe just takes over.
In that overtime is the first time that the Lakers looked like the Lakers for the entire finals. In both games, they played with energy. They played with swagger. They were pounding chest and yelling, and that's what you're supposed to do in the finals, and that's what Detroit had been doing. And finally, it took overtime for the Lakers to show up.
I thought watching the game that the Lakers were playing almost textbook perfect basketball. They had a good game, but it was textbook. There was no passion in it, and I really thought that the Pistons looked much better for the entire game.
Exactly. What was happening to the Lakers is that they were getting lulled into playing Detroit style of basketball. So, yeah, you said it was perfect execution, but it wasn't Laker basketball. You know, there wasn't that fire. There wasn't that passion. They weren't going down the Shaq and letting Shaq throw it down someone's throat and getting the crowd up. So they had to really settle for that slow half-court basketball, and the Lakers never really got to get engaged in the Lake show.
Well, what do you think is going to happen now? They're going back to Detroit for games 3, 4, and 5, and I just wonder if you don't think Detroit is suddenly looking like maybe the favorite?
Well, Detroit definitely got done what they needed to do, and that they needed to get 1 of 2. If you told someone that they would have won 2 in L.A., they would have told you you were crazy. So they did that much. And Detroit, they just need to go and win 2 of the 3. There's no way that they're going to win 3 in a row. But Larry Brown is an amazing, amazing coach. And the one thing about the Pistons is that they follow his lead. And they've got the passion. And that defense makes all the difference in the world. The Lakers it's taken them a while to get used to that kind of defense.
ESPN's Sal Masekela with us by phone from New York. Sal, we'll call you back.
All righty, I'll be waiting.